The journey is over. I hope the journey stays over.
After 111 days, the governor compares the arc of the virus to a mountain. It peaked in the dark days of April as Cuomo each day displayed a slideshow of carefully prepared charts. They show the number of those in the hospital, the number of those on ventilators, the number of people who died, 779 on April 7th.
The bad news isn't just bad. The bad news is actually terrible.
Cuomo gave the stark facts, but he also empathized with those experiencing grief and those stuck at home, scolded people who are not following the rules like wearing masks or maintaining safe social distance, and he sometimes offered sermons and quoted from poets like Maya Angelou and past leaders like FDR. The traditionally private governor also opened up personally, admitting that he feared for his 88-year-old mother Matilda's health and said he thought about what his dead father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, would have advised him to do. He recounted stories of the time spent with his three grown daughters who lived with him in the governor's mansion for a time during the height of the pandemic, including when Mariah's boyfriend came for Sunday dinner.
Advice to fathers, the answer on what you think of the boyfriend is always, I like the boyfriend, always.
The monologue was parodied, in a nice way, by comedian Maria Dakotis. There were other social media tributes as well, including a song written by Suzanne Wendland of Queens called Kokomo, a takeoff on the Beach Boys tune Kokomo.
We gotta stay home so we don't catch corona.
During his 9 years as governor, Cuomo's been criticized by some in the political world for being too controlling and insular, often relying on a handful of staff to make major decisions. But those traits became a strength in a crisis that required rapid and, in some cases, unprecedented actions, like ordering the economy to close. He drew criticism for a nursing home policy that at first required the homes to take back residents who had COVID-19 at a time when many nursing homes were ill-equipped to contain the virus. 6,000 died in the state's nursing homes from the disease, and numerous nursing home staff were also sickened. The policy was later rescinded.
Good morning. Pleasure to be in New York City this morning.
Cuomo's briefings were carried regularly on the major news channels, and the governor was a frequent guest on national news shows. He was viewed by many as a kind of alternative president when the majority of Americans viewed the actual president, Donald Trump's, handling of the virus as lacking. Cuomo at times praised Trump. He met in the White House with the president a few times, but he more often issued scathing critiques of Trump's policies. On the second-to-last day of the daily briefings, the governor delivered a parting shot to the president, saying he and his aides put politics above listening to scientists and experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who offered projection models of how mitigation efforts could help keep down infection rates. Cuomo predicted the failure to act will result in many more unnecessary deaths.
The number of people who are going to die by October increased 18%. 30,000 more people are going to die because of what you're doing.
Cuomo insists, though, he does not have higher political aspirations than being governor of New York. Just because the daily briefings are ending doesn't mean the virus has run its course. While the rate of infection in New York is now the lowest in the nation, it's on the rise in other states, and Cuomo and his aides are worried about a second wave. They say the only way to contain the virus is to continue the mitigations and for everyone to follow the precautions. Cuomo says while he and the rest of New York have climbed up and down the mountain with the virus, he does not want to scale an entire mountain range. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.